Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. We've spent the past few weeks diving deep into multifamily operations, property management, leasing, maintenance, amenities, and technology. Today, we're shifting gears to talk about deal sourcing. Before you can operate a property, you need to find and acquire it. And how you source deals directly impacts your ability to find attractive opportunities and negotiate favorable terms. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about finding multifamily deals through both on-market and off-market channels. Deal sourcing is the foundation of your acquisition strategy. The best operators in the world can't create value if they overpay for properties or can't find deals. Multifamily deal sourcing falls into two broad categories: on-market deals and off-market deals. On-market deals are properties that are publicly listed for sale, typically through commercial real estate brokers. These deals are marketed to a broad audience of potential buyers. Off-market deals are properties that are not publicly listed. These deals are sourced through direct relationships with owners, brokers, or other market participants. Both channels have advantages and disadvantages. Most successful operators use a combination of both. Let's start with on-market deals. On-market deals are listed on platforms like LoopNet, CoStar, Crexy, and through broker marketing packages. These properties are actively marketed to potential buyers. The advantages of on-market deals include broad market visibility, professional marketing materials, established broker relationships, and competitive financing options. When a property is listed on market, you typically receive a comprehensive offering memorandum with property details, financial performance, rent rolls, and market analysis. This information streamlines your initial underwriting. Brokers representing on-market deals often have established relationships with lenders, which can facilitate financing. The disadvantages of on-market deals include high competition, potential for bidding wars, limited negotiating leverage, and often higher pricing. On-market deals attract multiple competitive offers, which can drive up pricing and reduce your ability to negotiate favorable terms. Sellers listing properties on market are typically seeking maximum value and are less motivated to negotiate. Despite these challenges, on-market deals represent the majority of multifamily transactions. Most properties are sold through brokers in marketed processes. Our approach to on-market deals is disciplined and systematic. We build relationships with brokers in our target markets. We respond quickly to new listings. We underwrite deals thoroughly and submit competitive offers when the numbers work. But we don't chase deals. We stick to our underwriting standards and walk away when pricing doesn't support our return targets. Now let's talk about off-market deals. Off-market deals are sourced through direct relationships with property owners, brokers with pocket listings, direct mail campaigns, networking, and referrals. The advantages of off-market deals include less competition, greater negotiating leverage, potentially more favorable pricing or terms, and relationship-driven transactions. Off-market deals often involve relationship-oriented sellers or owners, prioritizing certainty and execution over maximizing price through a competitive process. This can create opportunities to negotiate favorable terms. The disadvantages of off-market deals include limited deal flow, time-intensive sourcing, less information available, and potential for unrealistic seller expectations. Off-market sourcing requires significant time and effort to build relationships and generate deal flow. You may spend months or years cultivating relationships before closing a deal. Off-market sellers sometimes have unrealistic pricing expectations because they haven't received market feedback through a competitive process. Common off-market sourcing strategies include broker relationships, direct mail campaigns, networking and referrals, property owner databases, and driving for deals. Broker relationships are the most effective off-market sourcing channel. Brokers often know about properties before they're officially listed. They may bring you pocket listings or opportunities to submit offers before a property goes to market. Building strong broker relationships requires consistent communication, quick responses, proof of capital and execution capability, and closing deals when you say you will. We prioritize broker relationships in our target markets. We stay in regular contact, provide feedback on deals, and demonstrate our ability to close efficiently. Direct mail campaigns involve sending letters or postcards to property owners in your target markets. The goal is to identify motivated sellers before they list their properties. Direct mail can be effective, but response rates are often low, single-digit percentages. You need to send hundreds or thousands of mailers to generate meaningful deal flow. We've experimented with direct mail, but found that broker relationships and networking generate higher quality opportunities with less effort. Networking and referrals are powerful off-market sourcing channels. Attend local real estate events, join investor groups, and build relationships with other operators, lenders, and service providers. Many off-market deals come through referrals from your network. Someone knows a property owner who's considering selling, or a broker has a pocket listing they're sharing with trusted buyers. Property owner databases like CoStar and Reonomy allow you to identify property owners and contact them directly. You can filter by property type, size, location, and ownership characteristics. This approach requires significant outreach effort and often overlaps with direct mail campaigns. Driving for deals means physically visiting your target markets, identifying properties that may be good acquisition targets, and researching ownership to make direct contact. This approach is time-intensive, but can uncover opportunities that others miss. You may identify properties with deferred maintenance, poor management, or other value-add characteristics. The reality is that most successful operators use a combination of on-market and off-market sourcing. On-market deals provide consistent deal flow and allow you to stay active in the market. Off-market sourcing can complement on-market deal flow and provide opportunities for more favorable terms when you can find the right sellers. Our deal sourcing strategy emphasizes broker relationships, both on-market and off-market. Brokers are major drivers of deal flow in multifamily, and strong relationships generate quality opportunities. We stay in regular contact with brokers in our target markets. We provide quick feedback on deals. We demonstrate our ability to close efficiently, and we maintain our reputation as reliable buyers. When we find a deal that meets our criteria, whether on-market or off-market, we move quickly and decisively. Deal flow is a function of activity and relationships. The more active you are in your target markets, the more deals you'll see. The stronger your relationships, the more opportunities you'll access. Consistency is key. You need to stay active even when you're not actively acquiring. Respond to broker emails, provide feedback on deals, attend market events, maintain relationships. When you disappear from the market for extended periods, you may fall off their active buyer list and miss opportunities. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with deal sourcing. First, relying exclusively on on-market deals. On-market deals are competitive and often expensive. Off-market sourcing can complement on-market deal flow. Second, neglecting broker relationships. If you don't have strong broker relationships, you won't see many of the best opportunities. Third, being slow to respond. In competitive markets, speed matters. Brokers bring deals to buyers who respond quickly. Fourth, not demonstrating execution capability. Brokers want to work with buyers who can close, provide proof of funds, lender relationships, and track record. Fifth, chasing every deal. Not every deal is a good deal. Stick to your underwriting standards and walk away when the numbers don't work. Sixth, giving up too quickly on off-market sourcing. Off-market sourcing takes time. You may spend months building relationships before closing your first deal. Seventh, not staying active in the market. Consistency matters. Stay visible and maintain relationships even when you're not actively acquiring. Our approach to deal sourcing is relationship-driven and disciplined. We build and maintain strong relationships with brokers in our target markets. We respond quickly and provide thoughtful feedback. We underwrite every deal thoroughly and stick to our return targets. We don't chase deals or overpay. We use both on-market and off-market channels, and we stay active and visible in our markets, even between acquisitions. Let me close with this. Deal sourcing is the foundation of your acquisition strategy. You can't create value if you can't find deals or if you overpay. Use both on-market and off-market channels. Build strong broker relationships. They're major drivers of deal flow. Respond quickly and demonstrate execution capability. Stay disciplined on underwriting. Walk away when the numbers don't work. And stay active and consistent in your target markets. Consistency builds relationships, reputation, and deal flow over time. Tomorrow, we're talking about multifamily financing. We'll cover agency debt, bridge loans, and how to structure financing for different deal types and hold periods. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.